This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Robert Johns, J-O-H-N-S. Date of birth is May 17, 1944. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Johns with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and pulmonary fibrosis. His last visit was August 8th of 2025. He does have chronic orthopnea and dyspnea secondary to the pulmonary fibrosis, but it is stable, and he does use oxygen as needed at home. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no cloudiness or blood in the urine. Medications, I want to highlight Ramipril 2.5 milligram daily. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. He's using Traceba, 32 units once a day insulin. And Trulicity is 1.5 milligram once weekly. He also uses Lasix 10 milligram on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday only. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 233 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse is 77. Oxygen saturation is 91% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular currently, no murmur. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and stable edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 4th. 2026. Creatinine is 1.74. Estimated GFR is 39, and that is improved. The previous two levels were 2.04 and 1.91. Albumin 3.9, calcium 9.8, sodium 140, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide is 19, phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin 11.1, white count 10.9, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, that is well controlled and currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, proteinuria, also stable on low-dose Ramipril. And 5, pulmonary fibrosis, also stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.